USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. At least 9 people were shot Saturday night in a high-traffic area of Philadelphia. Philly police say a group of men exited a black vehicle and opened fire, striking multiple victims outside a bar. 5 of those victims were critically injured. Philly PD Deputy Commissioner John Stanford said this was a bold attack in a busy area.
We have some brazen individuals in this city that don't care. They don't care how many police officers are out here, and some of them don't care in terms of how many people are out here.
Another shooting, this time in Texas. A police officer in Texas was shot at a training exercise at which there were not supposed to be live rounds. That's about all police in Sansom Park, Texas are saying right now, pending an investigation, except that the training was being run by an outside agency and that the officer has been upgraded from critical to stable condition. She's expected to survive. Here's Everman Police Chief Craig Spencer.
The officer was shot with a live round, but that's what we don't know how that happened.
Hurricane Ian left dangerous, even deadly mold inside Florida homes that finding from an expert out of Fort Myers. iMold restoration owner Brian Bland says he's getting 1,000 calls a day from homeowners whose houses may look fine but have mold behind walls and under floorboards. Bland says insurance companies have been pushing back against the expensive restoration needed.
It's Category 3 water, high nutrient and high fecal matter, high bacteria, lots of mold spores in it, from where it was spinning and picking it up. Picking up chemicals, picking up the muck in the bottom of the canal, and kind of dropping it in through our roofs, pushing it through our windows, or flood surging into our homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Although midterm elections are happening on Tuesday, there's already talk about the 2024 presidential contest. Advisors to former President Donald Trump said that he is considering announcing his run for the White House this month. Republican Governor Chris Sununu said on Face the Nation, the timing may not work in his favor. President Trump has denied losing the 2020 election, and several candidates are using that platform as part of their runs for office on Tuesday.
Announcing you're going to run for office between an election and Christmas is a terrible idea, because one thing I can say for America is we're all going to be really happy one way or the other that the election is over come Tuesday, and everyone's going to want to take a breath and reengage with their families and deal with some really serious issues.
Diesel fuel has been costing more than gasoline for quite some time, and soon it may start costing even more.
Major fuel companies are sounding the alarm of an upcoming diesel fuel shortage that could soon impact your wallet. The United States is down to a 20 to 25 day supply of diesel fuel. Typically, that number is closer to 35 or 40. Rick Todd is the president and CEO of SC Trucking Association. He tells Fox and Friends, first, this isn't a good situation for the trucking industry.
There's no way any company can absorb cost increases like this, and any business that can't pass on their costs isn't going to stay in business for very long.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.